USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Six Democratic White House hopefuls are debating in Iowa. After recent tensions with Iran, they were asked, which of you is best prepared to be commander-in-chief? Senator Bernie Sanders.
I am able to work with Republicans. I am able to bring people together to try to create a world where we solve conflicts over the negotiating table, not through military efforts.
Senator Amy Klobuchar.
I think right now what we should be talking about, though, Wolf, is what is happening right now with Donald Trump. Donald Trump is taking us pell-mell toward another war. We have a very important resolution. We just found out today that four Republicans are joining Democrats to go to him and say you must have an authorization of military force if you're going to go to war with Iran.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says they will have a vote on Wednesday to send the articles of impeachment against President Trump on to the Senate. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the Democrats can't demand the Senate call witnesses that the House refused to pursue in its own investigation.
Does anyone really think that if Democrats truly believe the President of the United States was a criminal who is imperiling our country, they would have abandoned the search for evidence because they didn't want to make time for due process?
Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer says he thinks they will have a short trial.
I'm not in the prediction business, but I can bet that when the time comes, Leader McConnell will say, we've heard enough. The trial shouldn't drag on any longer. That the Senate doesn't need witnesses and documents, and we should just, as he once said, vote and move on.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 32 points. The S&P down 5, and the NASDAQ down 22. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
One automaker is announcing a huge vehicle recall, and USA's Chris Barnes has details.
Toyota recalling 700,000 vehicles in the United States. It says fuel pumps can fail, causing engines to stall and increase the risk of a crash. Multiple Toyota and Lexus models from 2018 and 2019 are subject to the recall. They include the Toyota 4Runner, the Camry, Corollas, Avalon Highlanders, Sequoia, Land Cruiser, Tundras, Tacoma, and Sienna, the Lexus LS500, the LC500, and ES350, also part of that recall. Toyota is still developing a repair plan, as owners will be notified by mail by mid-March if their vehicle is part of it. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The national average for a gallon of gas has dropped this week. USA's John Clemens reports.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us the price of oil fell back to under $60 a barrel for the first time in several weeks to $59.05 a barrel on Sunday night.
Average gas prices across the U.S. have dropped 1.6 cents per gallon in the last week, with the nation's average at 257.5. That's 32 cents higher than a year ago when the national average was at 226 per gallon.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.